Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 21st of May, and right now it's clear on 29 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is clear in the morning, then overcast. We can expect temperatures from low of 30 degrees Celsius to high of 36, with the heat index on 43 Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy with winds from the south at 10 to 30 km per hour. Forecast for later on says overcast in the evening, then partly cloudy. It will be windy again, with the southerly winds at 20 to 35 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent and still illuminated on 0%. Resident Assembly Service invites us to a community meeting on Thursday, 24th of May at 4:30 p.m. at South Shore, and all our villains are invited to join in a common space of facilitated exchange and to ask, listen, share and participate. The topic will be, let's agree on shared way forward and how to implement the mandate of Lavenir Town Development Council. Resident Assembly Service also reminds us that it is time to select a new Lavenir Town Development Council team. The proposal for a selection process has matured over a couple of months with a lot of work by the study group and input from Lavenir and the Resident Assembly. Now they would like to formally invite all of us to read the draft and take this opportunity to give our constructive feedback. The selection process proposal is part of our news and notes, and we have 2 weeks until 31st of May to submit this feedback by email to russervice@auroville.orgin with a copy to studygroup@auroville.orgin or drop a letter addressed to RUS to Residence Assembly Service at the Town Hall reception. And let's stay with the architecture and planning of our town because Mr. Doshi is coming to visit Auroville from 28th to 30th of May. And he expressed his desire to meet the community of Auroville at large in order to discuss how to proceed with the planning work in Auroville. A lot of things need to be decided, and this will be a crucial meeting for deciding this, as well as his decision to continue or not as a chairman of Town Development Council. He would like to debate on issues like, what does Auroville stand for? Can we agree to a certain broad guidelines? And according to Mr. Dorshit, there are three principles for which Auroville stands: self-reliance, freedom and compassion towards the nature and human beings. Are we fulfilling this? Now let's continue with some announcements. Tanya extended her offer for open swimming classes until Friday at La Piscine for everybody who wants to improve his swimming skills. And the schedules continue its routine, which is Tuesday intermediary level, Wednesday advanced level, Thursday beginner level, Friday intermediary and Saturday advanced. The news and notes team will take 1 week break from Monday 27th of May until Sunday the 3rd of June, and therefore there will be no news issued on Saturday 2nd of June and no messenger service during that time. The cafeteria at Visitor Center will be closed on Monday 28th until 1st of June for building works and a break. They will reopen on Saturday 2nd of June, but tea, juices and snacks will be available at the kiosk. Pizzas will be available again at cafeteria from Friday 15th of June. Our Royal Bakery will be closed from 31st of May, which is Thursday, to 3rd of June, Sunday, for oven repair. They're asking us to pick up our Thursday order on 30th of May, and they apologize for the inconvenience. In case if we need more bread, we have to order it before 30th of May. At Savitri Barn, from 6th until 10th of June, JV offers to the community well-being pranayama workshop between 7 to 8 a.m. This workshop introduces us to easy-to-do exercises based on yoga for flexibility and toning, 8 simple but very powerful pranayama practices, yoga nidra, which is deep relaxation to let go of stress and recharge ourselves, and dietary principles for well-being. Outcome of the workshop would be to enjoy a new level of well-being by practicing the exercises for 30 minutes per day. This workshop is open to all our villains and guests, and no registration required. At Cinema Paradiso for this week, we can continue to follow films on and about art or artists named Art Series. And within it tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a Japanese comedy, Akireso Tokame, A Hill and the Tortoise, made in Japan in 2008 by director Takeshi Kitano. And tomorrow, the same place and time, they will screen biography drama Lust for Life, made in USA in 1956 by the director Vincente Minnelli with Kirk Douglas and Anthony Quinn. On Wednesday, we can see biography drama Seraphine, made in France and Belgium in 2008 by director and writer Martin Provost. The guiding law of spiritual experience can only come by an opening of human consciousness to divine consciousness. There must be the power to receive in us the working acumen and dynamic presence of the divine Shakti and surrender ourselves to her control. It is that surrender and that control which brings the guidance. Brochure of the Bindo in the Synthesis of Yoga. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rulradio.org.